This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Before we get back to the draft, we've got some business to tend to here.
Indeed, yeah.
So we've got a listener here. What was your name? Ben. So Ben, a listener right here, came up to Danny. And what did he say to you exactly, Danny?
He was like, hey, how's it going? So you have me blocked on Twitter. And like before it was like, I'm Ben or I'm Steve, I'm Dave, I like the show. It's like, yeah. So you have me blocked on Twitter. But I really enjoy the show. I'm a self-loathing Dallas fan. I was in a dark place.
Right.
I may have said some things that got me blocked.
Yeah.
But anyway, you know, I really like the show, and I'm a transplant from New England. We did New England shtick, and it all went fine.
All right. So I found some of his tweets here.
Okay.
From way back in 2017. And he's like, he's cringing. He feels awful.
Okay.
And so I'm going to read some of these tweets that led to the blocking while he's standing right here with us. And I just want to see... With the crowd here, you guys can tell us at the end. We'll have a little poll. Should he be unblocked by Danny?
What I usually do is if someone says something that's like dickish or not that kind, I'm like, I'll just mute you and never do it. Very rarely do I want to give the satisfaction of a block. But here, sometimes it's so ridiculous.
Ben, go grab this mic.
That you get the Mutombo.
I want to ask you a question. Come on over here. Because I get the sense that you actually do like the show, right? You came by. It seems like you even like Danny. Dare I say, you and Danny seem to be having a good interaction today.
We did some New England shtick, right?
Yeah, I think that it seems like you guys have patched it up. All these years later, you're in a good place with him.
Yeah, I enjoy the content very much.
Okay, so here I'm going to read some of these, Danny.
All right, here we go.
Nobody gives me secondhand embarrassment like at Funny Danny on the radio. You are the reason podcasts are booming. That's tough.
Congrats on the podcast, though. You're doing great.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, podcasts are doing just fine.
All right. Yeah. Swear Funny Danny is chasing the masses away from the fan. Tune in to 106.7 for 3 minutes before I switch back to podcast. Unbearable.
Unbearable.
So this was 8 years ago. It seems like we made a believer out of you.
I was always like a listener and a fan. But when he goes on those tirades about the Cowboys, he has a deep disdain. Which
I do.
Fair.
I do.
And for whatever reason, I felt like I was singly targeted.
Right.
So I would flip out and then go Twitter fingers on him.
So this is proof, I'd say,
yeah,
that Twitter's not a real place. Because he never really disliked you.
See, it seems like there was some dislike, though, right?
I mean, yeah, I think he's completely wrong. I was very mad.
Yeah. But mad dislike are different. Like my spouse gets mad at me. Mm-hmm. Well, that's a bad example. She doesn't like me.
But she loves you.
Yeah, she doesn't tweet me. No, she loves me, but doesn't really like me. Does that make sense?
Yeah, for sure.
Here's one where you've made some life changes. Like, this didn't age well. You ready?
Okay.
Because you're looking svelte and you work out all the time.
Yeah.
Oh, this is going to hurt.
This one's going to be tough.
I can already tell. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to be an unnecessary low blow, right?
He says, you probably haven't walked your fat, false sense of self-worth ass up a mountain either, fanny pack, backpack, hashtag choices.
I'm so embarrassed right now, man.
that makes two of us, but I'm trying to wonder what was that in relation to.
I don't know.
We can't see the replies.
Yeah.
Just so everybody knows, Grant has my phone, and I just searched the tweet, so I didn't even get a chance to comb these before
this
I
handed
the phone to him.
Again, though, I think what's important is he's our friend now, right?
Right. It's friendlier than that, I would say.
Yes. So
that was pretty unfriendly.
To be fair, everybody's in high spirits. You guys are in a great place.
We're
right
in
now.
A great place.
Yeah.
The Commanders are good.
Yes.
The Capitals are in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. The Cowboys are terrible. Everybody's very happy.
That's
although I got to be careful. I'm about to get some mean tweets, right? All right, so then we should ask the people here. So Danny's considering unblocking him, right?
Yeah, I'm trying to find it right now. See if I can find my list of blocks. And there's actually more
there's
than
a lot of blocks.
Well,
in there.
See this entire subsection here. That's those women aren't real. They didn't really think
I was
cute.
A lot of those,
you know what I mean? Like they said that I was cute. I'm not. They know.
All right, so let's poll the audience here. All right, you guys will make the decision. You're Ben, right?
Yeah.
So Ben's a good guy. He just had a tough night on Twitter, it sounds like.
Months.
All right, so we're going to go round of applause. If you think he should be unblocked, let's hear it for Ben.
That's decent applause for Ben. Wow. A decent applause. People like a redemption
story. If you think he should stay blocked, let's hear it.
I can't tell. That's the applause
in the middle.
Now, third option, what about an unblock and a reblock? No? Okay. That was shtick.
Oh, he's saying if maybe an apology leads to an unblock and we could just bring you guys together as friends forever.
I don't need an apology, but if you feel compelled to, that's fine. I mean, like people are very comfortable saying horrendous crap to us.
Right.
And you got to have a better target. Like there's so many more important people.
To be fair, you're also very comfortable like saying the meanest things about Cowboys.
Whoa, he's coming back at him.
To be fair.
Yeah. Oh. Right.
Yeah. Right. But like
this is now
I got mad and targeted you. You were targeting a broad.
Do you remember what he had said that bothered you?
Not at all. Just the Cowboys fan voice that he likes to do.
Oh yeah. Give me one of those.
Cowboys
fan.
That's what them Cowboys do.
What is that? What is that? Not when playoff games guy that ruined my time?
And boys is back in town.
Like whatever that is.
It's all based on like one game
Yeah, it's because I went to Nubs Field. I paid way too much money for tickets, and I was surrounded by your ilk, with all due respect, but disrespectfully. Yeah. Like, there was a front row ahead of me, the whole section, everyone to my right, everyone to my left, and everyone behind me. And their spokesman, like, was the worst of them. Like, for whatever reason, that was the guy that they sort of elected in charge of our subsection. And so that was the dude that would yell all these things like,
them boys about to go all the way!
Like, they're not. But, like, you think, like, you're yelling it in my ear hole. And the only thing I think of is, A, I paid for this. B, I'm never coming back here.
Mm-hmm. You know, you haven't been back since, in fairness. Yeah. Well, first of all, I think the fact that you came in and said hello and came up and told Danny about this.
Very magnanimous.
Admirable.
Yeah.
I am going to advocate behind the scenes for an unblock.
Yeah. Cool.
That's what I'm going to
do. I think we can do it.
We're going to build a bridge.
Now, I'm looking at my big list of blocks here.
Yeah.
I shouldn't do it that way, I guess. I should go directly to his profile. That's probably the easier way to do it.
Yes. Easily the best way to do it, for sure.
Find this
But yes, generally speaking, I was telling you, listeners will occasionally come up to me and they'll be like, hey, man, you blocked me. And I know right away. I don't block anybody unless they said something awful.
Right.
I mute everybody. Like, there's nobody that's not muted.
I don't know if the mute button was a thing back when I got
blocked. Because it's been a while. Yeah.
No, but I will say, in fairness, that was a very blockable offense.
Yeah, that's fair.
I mean, you know, the content, it was like a Jimmy Fallon mean tweets thing that we just did.
Yeah. And that's not all. That wasn't exhaustive either, by the way. There was a lot of them in there. Is this really you?
Which one?
I think you got a. No, that's not him.
This is him?
That's a kid with a book bag.
No, because it looks like a totally different person. How recent is that profile pic?
Is it? What is it?
I'm making fun. Okay. I'm just joking. No, this is fine. All right, I'm hovering over the block button, and there's a chance to unblock. I'm wondering.
Come on. Let's hear it. Puppetella Pizza.
Do I feel.
Unblock.
Do I feel magnanimous? Do I feel gracious?
I think you do.
He is a Cowboys fan, though.
He's a listener. He came out here. He's a nice guy. He's a sweet man.
He takes all the Cowboys guff I give. But he's a Cowboys fan at the end of the day. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah. From Nova.
Like, what? Ooh, that's worse.
Well, you're not helping yourself.
What if?
That's
what if
all the cards on the table.
Yeah, okay. I just want him to know the whole thing.
What if the condition? I'm just spitballing. We're just balling up some spit. What if the condition is a renouncing of the Cowboys?
Oh.
What if it's an admission that I'm not from Dallas? I shouldn't be a fan of a team from a place I'm not from, and I don't know the restaurants or where the roads go. It's embarrassing that I'm a Cowboys fan.
Now I'm mad that I'm here.
It's embarrassing. I apologize for everything.
Okay.
Not even the tweets. The tweets are second. I mean, you know, it's a block that's out of my life. But the whole Cowboys fan thing. What if you just apologized for that and renounced them?
I would never renounce them.
You couldn't
them.
Do it.
I will admit and come clean that my happiness in the fall rides on the backs of 53 grown men that I've never met in
right.
life. So that's just...
You're a football fan. I get that.
No renouncing.
We can all relate to that.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
The 53 guys that matter to us represent the region we're from.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That's a little bit different than you.
Right.
Why are you a Cowboys fan?
The 90s.
They were good in the 90s.
Oh, that's
you
tough.
See,
yeah,
that yeah, make yeah. it tougher to.
When my folks told me when I was younger, like that I could only pick one team, they thought it would make me switch. They didn't realize how like. What's the word? Like, you dig your heels in.
Yeah. Because now it's stubborn. That's rebellion.
Yeah. How stubborn, like, a young kid would be. Like,
let me ask you this. Did you have a Cowboy starter jacket?
I still have my Cowboy starter jacket.
I knew it.
That's going to be.
I knew it. I knew
a
it.
Factor.
Yeah.
So we need. Can I get a drum roll, please? And Puppetella Pizza. Can we get a drum roll, please?
You didn't make this easy, Ben. I'll tell you that.
That's fine.
I wanted to forgive. I don't know if I want to. We're hovering. My finger is up. My finger is down. The unblock is happening.
The unblock is happening. He's being unblocked.
A probationary period of deblockification.
How long is his probation?
We're on a 10-year probation.
10 years.
You will check in with your parole officer.
Yes.
And you will periodically renounce a Cowboys move, and you will admit that this probably wasn't that smart of a pick last night, for example. If you could tweet that out to your Cowboys fan followers.
We're committed to Tyler's in Dallas. So that's just like that was the
they
whole
do love
point.
Tyler's.
Was,
yeah.
You guys
yeah.
are big Tyler guys.
All right.
I think that's reasonable.
Yeah.
You just have to call them out. Jerry Jones is really bad at what he does. You could acknowledge that a few times. And
yeah, I can't wait for him to like we've been thinking he's gonna pass the flag to his son. His son's the only reason we didn't end up with Johnny Manziel in, what, 2014?
Yeah. He was obsessed with Johnny Manziel.
Yeah. He was a big fan.
I like to smell his cologne around this facility.
All right. Ben, good sport.
Good job,
thank
Ben.
You.
Good job, Ben.
And thank you for letting us read your tweets, by the way. That was not an easy thing for you to probably hear 7 years
later.
Yeah,
it wasn't easy for him to hear.
Well,
thanks for dragging that stuff back up. I've forgotten about those. Man, oh, man.
I mean, but we see them from, we see them from time to time. It's just a Friday for us, right? And now you got a new Twitter follower. You just increased your following just like that.
I did. I went back up one.
How about you?
Hey, look at me.